News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, the Commission of Investigation into Mother and Baby Homes is due to present its report to government at the end of this month. It is an extensive archive that now has to be dealt with, and campaigners fear that the suggestion to seal the records could lead to many survivors being unable to access their records. On the line to talk to me about this now is Terry Harrison, a mother whose son was taken from her in a mother and baby home. Terry, an awful thing befell you. You were 18 years of age, you were in Bessborough and you had a baby boy, and that little baby boy was taken. Can you tell us about that time?
Well, it's very hard to explain to people of today that this could transpire in our country, you know, full of Christianity and all of that. But to make it very short, I was working in Wood Green, North London, and the Catholic Crusade and Rescue Society happened upon me in an English hospital, and I was transported by plane by Father Frank O'Halloran. He led me right up to the steps of a plane. Actually, I was never on a plane in my life before that. I landed in a place called Cork. Two nuns collected me there, driven to a place called Bessborough. And after a while in Bessborough, I became pretty ill and there was no medical attention whatsoever. The nun told me to pray for my future and my unborn baby, and I decided to try and escape, and I did. But I was found in Dublin and brought to St. Patrick's on the Navan Road, which I didn't escape from, and that's where my son was born.
Okay.
And it's hard to fathom that this could happen, but if you can relate all clergy in that particular uniform, it stood out, and Heathrow Airport was full of police. Although I tried my best, he was a big man, and I couldn't overcome him. And I remember when I was in the car on the way to Heathrow, there was a nun in the passenger seat with him, and it was like I started to fade away. And I'll never forget that, because when I arrived in Bessborough, I was left in the hall, feeling very ill, obviously very dehydrated, and the sense and the smell and the atmosphere in that hallway when that door closed.
So they had literally taken you from London, from your life,
yeah,
because you were pregnant and in their view, I don't know what they would have called you at that time, Terry, a fallen woman or some such obnoxious term. And off to Bessborough, you did escape, but you gave birth in St. Pat's. What happened to your baby?
I went up to feed him on a Saturday morning. He would have been nearly 6 weeks old, and the cot was empty and his clothes was just lying there. Because I was processed from Bessborough, the nuns and paths didn't really care for me because they weren't getting the money. And I know that now. And I think she just decided, as somebody's baby, something happened with the woman's boy. She took my son as substitute, but I know she brought him back to Bessborough, to that hellhole of, you know, what they call the nursery. Same in Pat's. There's two different nurseries in most homes.
Terry, are you saying that your baby boy, you went up to feed him and he was gone, and no one had told you that he was taken? No one had told you that that was going to happen, and no one asked your permission or you didn't know? You just found an empty cot?
Yeah.
Okay.
I never signed anything, because when I got my records, some of them I was very grateful to a lady in Glanmire Road, a social worker who gave me some of my records. And the letters in the records was one nun writing to another, and I saw it on paper where she says, "I'll take the Kiernan baby with me on Saturday, have him ready.
Okay.
You know, I'll take it back with me."
Terry, it's 47 years since your baby was taken. I imagine, I don't know, but I have four kids. I imagine that it's not a pain that lessens much with time.
Actually, you're right. It actually gets worse, because you know the clock is ticking, and each year you're hopeful, and you know you're hoping and hoping. You know, when a child vanishes, people are concerned and they help out, and there's great sympathy and empathy around you. But in our case, our babies were taken and nobody bat an eyelash.
And lastly, there's the reason we're talking about this, and not that we shouldn't be talking about this, because we should be talking about this anyway, but the reason is because of this talk of sealing the records. Somebody knows what, somebody somewhere knows now or knew then what happened to your son. How do you feel when you hear that the mother and baby home's records will be sealed? So maybe somebody like yourself might never find your own child, might never find out what happened.
I gave evidence. I didn't just give a submission. I was cross-examined. And I welcomed that because it's the very first time in my life I had the opportunity to tell the truth. Yeah. And for what they're doing now is, for me, is a criminal act. Could I make one plea to all those politicians that voted yes to seal the votes? I am begging you all to follow your heart and be honest and transparent and say this happened. There's nothing we can do to undo it, but we can try and help you today.
Thank you for that. Indeed, that is Terry Harrison there, whose child was taken 47 years ago from her and doesn't know his whereabouts, and a very powerful advocate for opening the records of the mother and baby homes.